Hello, Malcolm here with your 2-minute teaching tip based on the book Plain Speaking by David Berceau, and this week, how to speak conversationally. In the previous episode, we explored being ourselves when speaking, and as Berceau says, the ultimate expression of being yourself is speaking conversationally. So why does this matter and how do we do it? Well, firstly, let's consider the fact that domination in conversation is deadly. Have you ever been at a party where you've been cornered by a bore? You know the kind of person, the one who speaks at you, does not recognize social cues, tells you everything they want you to hear, but shows no interest in your interests. Perhaps you've even been that person. No one enjoys that experience. Inconsiderate preaching can be like that, but it doesn't have to be and should not be. Congregations that are talked at will switch off. What a tragedy that is. But there's an alternative, which is conversation. And you know you're having a conversation with a congregation because you sense a connection. Good conversation connects people. We are talking. Congregation and us together, in a sense, not one person. Most blocks of Jesus' teaching look quite short, if you think about it, and allowed for interaction with the person or the persons present. His model, helpful for us. If God desires connection with us, and he does, then our speaking about him is best when it reflects this connection. So how do we develop the art of conversational preaching? Berceau says, the secret to speaking conversationally in public is to focus on ideas, not words. He suggests that our lesson outline should remind us of the ideas we want to convey, not the precise words we want to use. We can trust the words will come if the ideas are clear. This is what happens in conversation. So what are your thoughts on speaking conversationally when we teach and preach? Do you see it as important? Let me know. Next time, we'll go on to explore the importance of eye contact. Has today's tip been worth 2 minutes of your time? Certainly hope so. Remember, always keep calm and carry on teaching. Take care. And God bless.